I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Doing
and three. Two.
And we are live.
That was it? That was your song?
No!
Doing Oz live!
Watching Oz, doing a pod, having a blast. It's OzCast!
I'm glad we didn't go with that as the main theme for all the episodes. That stinks.
Welcome to OzCast 25! Woo!
Wow, look at that spike.
This is the 25th episode of podcast.
Jesus.
Podcast? You came up with the name.
Yeah, we gotta get that on TikTok. That's viral.
That goes viral. This is the 25th episode of OzCast. And, you know, it's kind of a celebration. We wanted to do something big, because 25 is a lot of episodes.
It's a big, hey, especially for us, we got fucking jobs,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, we do other stuff all the time.
We're getting wings tonight.
Yeah.
To celebrate.
Sometimes we do get wings, and then we should still do the pod if we're getting wings.
Usually. Well, then our hands are all saucy.
Yeah, and then when
like
you
this.
Hit the mute
yeah.
button...
Whatever that's going to sound like.
Oh, we're off to a heater today already.
Can I just say, it's 25 in 25. That's pretty exciting.
Wow! We got it in right
it's
at the end.
It's the 25th episode of 2025.
That's true. 25th episode of 2025.
This is kind of like our 25th anniversary in the sense that every episode takes a year off our lives.
Yeah, basically, we're only living at 50. But we're and maybe it's going to be shorter than that if we keep cranking them out.
And you know me, I love cranking it out.
But he doesn't touch it.
We do have Nick on the pod today. The person who hasn't touched it, folks.
I'm not touching it.
I have not seen Crank either. Just to follow up on that.
I've seen both. They stink.
I didn't know there was a second one.
High voltage.
Whoa! I'm on the right podcast.
So, we thought we'd do something a little special for our 25th episode. Yes, we're joined by Nick. We may have some other fun special surprises for you as the pod continues. But just up top, I wanted to note, you guys will probably know when you're listening, the title of this pod will probably be Ozception or Ozcastception. Because today we are reviewing OzCast Episode 1.
Whoa!
Yeah, we're getting meta, we're getting crazy.
They've called us the most humble people alive.
Yeah, they said, you know, probably the most humble OzCast on the entire Reddit.
The most humble OzCast.
Speaking of humble, the description for OzCast 1 starts with humble beginnings. So,
oh,
yeah.
We should have sang Humble by Kendrick Lamar.
Sit down.
Be Dorothy.
Be OzCast.
I remember eating jam sandwiches.
I remember listening to OzCast episode 1.
My left hook just went viral.
That goes viral?
Yes. What? I don't even know where to start.
Well, we're going to start with Oz News. We're going to start with our famous segment, Oz News. I was saying we should do all of our segments for OzCast 25, but then I remembered that most of the segments we did create do kind of blow chunks.
Yeah, right.
We can do some, we can do most of them.
We'll feel it out. I don't know, do you have any Uncharted stuff, or are we going to Uncharted talk on the docket
I mean,
today?
We'll see what we get to. We got a couple pieces of Oz news. One of the big ones is that the Wicked Witch's hat is going on sale.
Jeez. Whoa!
That's crazy.
So you guys probably remember we talked about the shoes going on sale.
And the famous heist.
Yes.
They were stolen, right?
Yeah. And then they were like recovered and that's how they got them. Or like a mobster stole them or something.
Yeah, a mobster did steal them, but then they were recovered. And then they did, I think they sold on auction at like so much more money. But the hat is going on sale, expected to catch $3 mil.
Wow!
So
how much did the shoes go for?
I think they went for like 13 or something.
Jeez.
Like that. Wow. Like it was like wild.
That's pocket change, if you ask me.
But yeah, I think a bunch
of... two hats. Give me the Mila Kunis one.
The Mila Kunis one is not going to be $3 mil.
It's more! Everybody likes that one.
It has a starting bid of 100 grand, though. It's a lot of Oz bucks.
That's crazy.
A lot of rupees.
Also, in the same auction, they're bidding on a screenplay, a draft of the screenplay of Scarface.
The original it's or like the 80s
like
one?
The 80s one.
Okay.
It's like an entertainment thing. I think there's some other Wizard of Oz stuff.
Johnny Carson's condoms.
Well, no, I don't think so. This is the only Wicked Witch
hat. You think
hat.
Him and Ed McMahon were going bareback? They had condoms.
This is the only Wizard of Oz hat that has the the chin strap.
What about her nose? They're selling her nose?
I thought it was a real nose. I thought that Margaret Hamilton was a witch.
So did everybody on Sesame Street.
Right.
The slipper sold for 28 mil.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
What did you say before? 13?
Yeah.
Wow. Double.
That's a lot. Double and give it to the next person.
Give it 2 for tax.
We got a couple of other pieces of Oz news. We've got a new Wizard of Oz game coming out.
Really?
From Japan, unfortunately.
I'm sorry to that one guy that likes that stuff.
The Atomi game, I don't know what that means, reimagining an alternate take on Wizard of Oz called Over Requiem Z. In this game, you don't play as Dorothy, but you play as Yuhiro.
Right.
And you come to Oz via a tornado, and yeah, you must travel the country dating bachelors.
Right.
Like the Cowardly Lion, the Scarecrow, Dorothy, and the Tin Man.
You date Dorothy in the game?
Yeah.
You... what?
Nick, this is what I'm saying. All
yeah,
these,
it's a lot of this stuff.
Is this like a computer a game? Like
yeah, there's a million...
What do you mean a computer game?
Is this a CD-ROM? Like,
There is a million Japanese Oz games that we're probably going to get to some eventually, but they're pretty much all either like predatory mobile games, like Genshin Impact style shit to make you give them money, or it's like, you're dating Tallypoo.
Okay. And what do you do on the date? Do you have to be, like, kind
you're
to
just
Dorothy?
It's like a dating sim.
Yeah, you just, like, talk to them.
I don't want to pretend to date anybody in The Wizard of Oz. I want to throw water on the Wicked Witch. Like,
well, you can't do that. You can only kick her.
That's it?
Yeah, you kick her, and then... That's in the famous Wizard of Oz game, which we played episode 18.
I remember that episode.
You just kick her. That was a great game.
That was
the
one with Brian, right?
Yeah, Brian was on that.
That game was fun. It was not bad. I'll take fucking old school Japanese games over this newfangled fucking nonsense.
Honestly, at some point, and I would love to return if you guys decide to do this episode, have you guys done an episode on the Wizard of Oz coin game at like the board?
Oh no, no, we do
We're
have
waiting
plans
on
for that one.
I think AJ's supposed to be on that one.
I would love because that game, like, I have wasted probably thousands of dollars.
Yeah, we
thousands
got,
of dollars from my allowance money from when I was in sixth
grade. I've
got
all the tickets upstairs, all the different tokens and the cards upstairs.
They keep updating it. Though. There's like new cards now, and it fucking pisses me off.
On my most recent trip to Vegas, I made like one sports bet and I won like $70. I immediately blew it on Wizard of Oz coin pushers.
Yeah. And how'd you do?
I didn't get shit. I got like a pair of handcuffs.
Alright. I don't need to know about why. I don't need to know about what he did with those. Let's go to the next piece of Oz news. Jeff Goldblum says Wicked changed me for good.
Better have.
Playing the Wizard of Oz influenced Jeff Goldblum to become a vegetarian.
Wow. That is crazy that he wasn't already a vegetarian.
Yeah, he's very skinny.
That's the most vegetarian looking... Wait, he is a vegetarian. I fucking watched Hot Ones and he was like, I can't eat the meat wings. I gotta eat the cauliflower ones.
When was he on Hot Wings?
Like 4 years ago.
All right, maybe...
We're getting some Hot Wings tonight, maybe.
Oh, well, Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo are both vegan since 2013. Yeah, the host of the show that he was on, Ben Shepherd, had the perfect British suggestion. He offered a nut roast of some sort.
What the fuck is that?
He offered him a nut roast for Thanksgiving instead of a turkey.
That sounds like he was, like, insulting Jeff Goldblum. That sounds like he was like, I'm gonna come in your mouth.
I don't know if that's...
And Goldblum was like, oh, yeah, a nut roast.
Oh, yeah, protein. I'm Jeff Goldblum.
All right!
Ariana, I have a piece of Oz news.
Oh yeah,
were you going to talk about Ariana Grande getting attacked at the Wicked premiere? What?
No, I didn't. I wasn't going to talk about that. Do you have that?
I do have it. It's from
she got attacked.
Yeah, no. This is Ariana Grande charged by fan at Wicked Singapore premiere as Cynthia Erivo jumps to protect her from a scary red carpet moment. And there's a video. Grande, who plays Glinda in the highly anticipated film, was seen walking the yellow brick road carpet. That's awesome.
Universal Studios Singapore. Singapore, you're on notice.
A man in a white shirt and shorts sprinted at her, turned, and grabbed her.
You know what?
Immediately, Cynthia Erivo, who plays Elphaba, lunged towards the altercation, placing herself between Grande and the man appearing to shout at I feel like the video is insane because, like, imagine having to do, like, an Ariana Grande death report on, Oscars.
Also... Look, I know people are really into her.
I don't think he was trying to kill her. I think he was just really into her,
but, like, and I get
people...
That's
just the air freshener.
Yeah, no, it's far.
I know people really like fucking Wicked or whatever, but, like, I don't... Like, you like it that much that you're, like, so overcome with emotion that you, like, run at her?
I think it's one of those, like it's not even really a Wicked thing. It's more about, like, just Ariana Grande.
Yeah, like, Stan culture.
Just people being weird and gross.
I'm sorry, if you're a Stan of anyone and you're over the age of 14, hang it up. Hang it up. Hey, we're 25. We can rent a car now.
The podcast is 25. Let's do one more piece of Oz news. It says the Sphere will last a year playing the Wizard of Oz.
Dude, like I said last episode, fucking Vegas is Oz central right now, dude. There's more Oz shirts than Raider jerseys in Vegas. Like, I was walking around, there's people that weren't even at this, like, I was in fucking bumfuck Nevada, and there was Oz shit all over.
Wow.
People are going nutty for it.
People are going ape.
Flying monkey, even.
True. Yeah, I mean, I guess it'll just play forever. Well, it's good, because we'll get press tickets.
Yeah, I mean, it makes money hand over fist. Look, the AI shit annoys me, and we've talked about this ad nauseum, but it pisses me off so much that they cut shit.
They shouldn't have cut anything. It should have been the full movie.
Yeah.
You're making millions of dollars off of this.
Yeah.
You can't show a whole movie?
The Sphere pisses me off.
What
man.
Did they cut? I don't know what
I don't,
got cut.
I
Tin Man's not
it.
In it.
I
what if they cut out all of Tin Man?
Because they cut out, like, it's an hour-long thing, so they had to cut out, like, 40 minutes.
Like, it's...
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's definitely going to be noticeable. I'm sure it's, like, whole scene.
Like, I'm trying to think of what you could cut from Wizard of Oz. Wizard of Oz is a very, like, condensed movie.
Yeah.
I guess it's probably a lot of, like, the trees scene.
That's, like, a fucking famous scene when they throw the apples at her and shit. Like, there's... All the scenes are famous scenes.
Cut a verse or two from Follow the Yellow Brick Road, maybe.
No Munchkins.
No.
Well, no David Zaslav.
Yeah, Munchkins. Yeah. They added Munchkins.
Yeah, maybe they did cut out, like... No, they couldn't have cut out songs.
I don't know. I don't... Like, I'm trying... Maybe the fucking
ending... And it's got...
Ending...
everyone who's, like, not seeing it is like, this obviously looks so stupid. But everyone who's seen it is like, this is great.
Like I said, people fucking loved it. My grandparents saw it. They loved it. We were talking to, like, a Vegas, like, Uber driver. She loved it. Like, everyone in Vegas is fucking loving it.
We should probably have them... How much do you think it would cost to put, like, an Ozcast ad on the Sphere?
I think it cost Kamala Harris $400 million for a day. So, let's say we want to do that for 30 seconds. Maybe about $20,000.
Is that worth it? You think that's worth it?
No.
Could be worth it, though.
We could open a credit card. See where it goes.
That's so much money to do that for one day.
Yeah. Also, Nevada isn't a battleground state, so I don't know why she did that.
That's crazy.
They're calling it the most competent campaign in history.
She should have spent that money on us.
Dude, that would have been sick if we got the fucking...
better setup.
The like, influencer checks. Remember when that was happening?
We should have done that. We should have been, like, Ozcast $8,000 a week.
I would have given Brooklyn Dad Defiant $800 a day to be like, Ukraine much?
Trump, more like Drump. That'll be $8,000.
Why aren't young men...
That's my rate. We got to talk about State of the Reddit.
Oh, yeah.
State of the Reddit.
Dude, this could lead into our next segment, too, or to our new segment. But big shout-outs to the Reddit, guys.
Huge Reddit news this week.
We love the...
Yeah, there was a Reddit post that went up last night. I think it might have been a day or two ago, but...
You know what? Let's just do the new segment now. I feel like it'll make it easier. We're interrupting. This is our newest segment... Oz Freak of the Week, baby.
And it's Woo-hoo! A conjoined segment with State of the Reddit.
This week it is, but, you know.
For now.
But, yeah. Brought to you by Zeevo Life.
Freak of the Week is by Zeevo Life.
I love Zeevo Life.
I'm always drinking that ish.
Our first ever Ozcast Oz Freak of the Week goes to user Superb Syrup 1639.
Move that 9, take one away, give it to the 6, that's 1738.
Great.
I'm okay with something low.
He made a Reddit post writing up some of his favorite Wizard of Oz podcasts, and guess what? We made the list,
folks.
We made
the cut, guys.
We made Superb Syrup's cut. Genuinely wrote some very nice things about us. Seems like a very sweet guy. Means a lot to us. Congrats on being the first ever Oz Freak of the Week, baby.
Oz Freak of the Week, you're huge. We love you. But yeah, let's read their review for us. I mean, there's 5 podcasts listed here. He says he does currently listen to 5 Wizard of Oz podcasts.
Like I said, this man's an Oz freak.
Which is a lot, but hey, look, if we're one of them, keep listening to us. I don't necessarily care about the other ones. No, that's a joke. We love all Ozcasts and related Ozcast media here.
Yeah.
He reviewed Down the Yellow Brick Pod, obviously kind of our sister podcast,
right,
with Tara and MK, and they review like one page of an Oz book every
they
week.
They go in depth, yeah.
They're like super in depth. I think they go scene by scene through the plays.
I'm learning about this, okay.
Oz and Effect, which is they're
reading, a great name.
Not as good as Ozcast. Doesn't make any sense at all. The Oz and Effect.
Oz and Effect?
Yeah, like I don't get that one. There we go, that's
what's
it.
The effect that you're like...
It's probably the shtick of the podcast. Hey, I like it.
We're all underdogs here. There's no need to pick on Oz and Effect.
No, we love you, Oz and Effect. I'm just joking. Chris and Sonya, come on the pod anytime, please. Yeah, they review, like, books. Oz Hour, which also reviews books. Royal Podcast of Oz. They're 2 Oz aficionados that do some solid guests, apparently. But they're infrequent. And then we have Ozcast. Typically weekly, although there have been gaps in the schedule.
Hey, thanks for sticking with it.
Hey, that's true. That's true. I know sometimes we go away for a month or like a couple weeks because one of us is going on vacation or gets a different job on Law and Order. But
risk of heart attack.
Dylan and Andre are 2 wickedly talented comedians.
Dude, he knows the bits.
He knows the bits. That one makes me really happy.
Like, that caught on?
He caught on. He said we were wickedly talented comedians. Each episode covers a different aspect of the wider Wizard of Oz material. They're more humor-focused and Oz-focused and go off on long tangents. But the more you listen and the more you get their jokes and their rating system, the funnier they are. That makes me really happy.
That's like why I'm friends with you guys.
Right?
It's like the longer we hang into this, the more it makes sense.
They are also very adult. They regularly talk about smut they find online.
You know it, baby.
He should have said smut or what, their best segment. So this one is for mature audiences only. It's very true. We're pretty mature on this pod here.
Yeah, stemming from a G-rated movie.
Yeah, well, it's not...
A series of children's books and a G-rated movie.
Well, it's not our fault. There's people writing the Oz spot. Yeah. It's not really not our fault.
This is true. And one of them is Alan Moore.
Yeah, that's true. Superb Syrup also commented to Andre. He said, "You're very welcome. Keep up the entertaining work." And then we had another guy who wrote, "Nice write-up. Ozcast is certainly an acquired taste."
Look, I love you too, man. Honestly, like, thanks for checking it out.
If you know that we're an acquired taste, that honestly makes me feel pretty good.
Yeah, thanks for checking it out, even if you're not into it. It's cool.
That's pretty much, I mean, it's pretty great. Like, it makes me really happy. Yeah.
I was legitimately, like, smiling when I saw you guys sent that to us last night.
It's kind of crazy. Like, it's kind of nuts.
Like, Dylan has all the numbers and shit, so I genuinely was like, no one is listening to this besides our friends. So
yeah, I can see, like...
I'm even behind, so yeah. On, like, 5 or 6 episodes.
So to even have one guy who, like, isn't related to us at all, I'm like, hell yeah, dude. Shout out Superb Syrup.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's kind of awesome. Like, even if we have one listener, one random guy who's
tuning in. Dude, come on the pod.
Genuinely, if you want to be a guest, like, message us on Reddit. You have our account.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll tell you Dylan's address.
Don't do it. Don't say it. I mean, it's kind of crazy. Like, we should message those ladies and see if we can get on Yellow Brick Pod. Because they're kind of ripping us off.
It's a cool way to build a podcast to have sponsorships and merch before listeners.
It is really funny to be like, we're sponsored and we have merch and we have no listeners.
Good Feels Cannabis Seltzer, folks.
Good Feels Old Glory. You 15% to
Aspire Energy.
Use code Ozcast. I feel like we argued with Bob Leviathan on one of our other posts. I feel like I recognized
I don't remember. He might have been mad at you for the bomb money stuff. But
yeah, the bimetallism stuff. Don't worry about the bimetallism stuff. We don't talk about it that much right now.
Did you guys get in trouble for bimetallism?
You did get in trouble on the Reddit. Dylan made like a joke post about Baum being in favor of bimetallism, and a bunch of people on the Wizard of Oz subreddit were like, "It's not proven that Baum is into bimetallism.
It's not real."
I mean, look, it takes one to know one. It takes bomb to no bomb.
But yeah, really, thank you so much for making that review. That was great. So, okay. That was our new segment, Oz Freak of the Week, and that was State of the Reddit also. We're skipping segments and chapters Uncharted Talking Bad Like Brian. Sorry,
we can't do one bad luck.
We can do one bad luck.
That one started, I think, when I was here.
Yeah, so yeah, we can roll one on
bad
luck
Brian. All right. Bad luck Brian.
Can we all look for one?
I'm just going to look up Bad Luck Brian Ozcast and see what happens.
I looked up podcast Bad Luck Brian.
Yeah, podcast is good.
Okay, well, there's no... All right, here
there's none of them.
This is... What is this podcast? This is The Very Best of Bad Luck Brian, book by Steve Evans.
Starts a true crime podcast, gets murdered.
I'm going to do a Bad Luck Brian Judy Garland and see what we get. Just a bunch of hot pictures of Judy Garland. Wow, what a fox. Look at this one.
She's great.
She's going to battle with Brian.
Gets nominated for Teacher of the Year. They close all schools the rest of the year.
Doesn't even make sense. Why would they do that?
Yeah.
All right, that's bad luck,
that's
Brian.
A bad luck, Brian. He did it.
Yeah. Falls asleep in class. Wet dream.
Installed a whole app to talk to one person, only for that person to say, "I don't want to talk to you anymore." That feels like a specific thing that happened to this person.
Half of the Bad Luck Brian jokes are not actual jokes. It's just, it's either shit like that, something that very obviously happened to somebody, or it's like, goes to the DMV, meteor crashes into him and he dies.
Alright.
Brian.
Hey, it happens to all of us. Alright, now it's time for our newest segment, our new segment, which is called, "When Was the Last Time Andre Responded to Me on Instagram?"
Oh, probably never.
I realized
I don't check.
That I routinely send Andre messages on Instagram, and he does like them from time to time.
Yeah, probably because I feel that.
But he's never sent me one ever, I think. Let's look. Sent him something on Tuesday. Liked. Sent him something last Thursday. Liked. Sent him something on the day before Halloween. No response. 2 days before that, no response. 1 week before that, picture of Ralph Bakshi. Trying to get Ralph Bakshi to come on the pod in the comments. No response. Sent him a video, then a screenshot that said, type of shit you and Andre would watch. Context, my friend sent this to me. No response.
I think I do have your notifications muted.
OzCon International happened in June. I said we go to the panel next year.
Let me Let me unmute.
Poster for the movie Good Fortune. No response. Alphaba at a baseball game with the Philly Fanatic. April 18th. No response. Hoda on Ozcast. What if she was on Ozcast? April 8th. No response. Wizard of Oz coming to the Sphere. April 6th. No response. January 12th, Andre sends me a message when I sent him a video from the Wizard of Oz porno. He said, that is from the same porno. I watched some of it for research.
That's the
last message Andre sent to me.
In my defense...
I speak to him every day.
In my defense, if you text me directly, I do respond.
You do respond.
But Instagram is a different... When I'm on Instagram, I have pretty much... like, just blocked out everything. I could show you, a former coworker sends me memes every day. I haven't worked at this job since June.
Wow.
And he got fired before that, so I haven't really been around this guy since probably March of last year.
Wow. That's every day.
He sends me...
It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3, while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
And again, like, I don't even think... Sometimes I'll like him, but I don't think he even really cares that I'm not seeing them. I assume what he's doing is just mass sending stuff to a bunch of people on Instagram.
I guess so. This is so many.
Because you're on his mail.
Like, I was making a joke about it. You know, it's all in good fun. You don't need to respond to any of the stuff I sent. It was obviously a joke.
The last thing I sent him was on August 27th, which is my birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday.
And
all
I,
that stuff was since...
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I do like... This guy is a nice guy. I was very friendly with him at work, but I can't do this stuff, man. I'm not a social media guy like that. Like, I don't...
No, I know. I was just joshing.
But, yeah, no, I don't even mind it. I feel a little bit bad. Not to you, because I know you don't care, but I'm sure this work guy is probably like, why isn't he liking my memes? And it's just like, I can't keep up with all that, pal.
I got a life. I got a pod. All right, let's get into it. Let's do the real thing. And this week, we promised up top Ozception.
Right.
And today, we are reviewing the first episode of Ozcast.
When roll it. Play it right
just
now.
Just play it in its entirety.
In its entirety. It goes in here. All right, I hope you enjoyed that episode of Ozcast. So I want to talk about this. 1 minute into our episode... We say, oh, you know, these are unprecedented times. 1 minute in, I say there's a Cheeto in the White House.
Folks, he's never been more orange.
He...
Actually, that's not true. He's kind of looking a little pale.
He looks way too pale.
He's looking a little pallid.
He doesn't look good. But isn't that crazy 1 minute in we were on the Cheeto in the White House bit?
That is crazy.
I don't think it's that crazy, but I've also known both of you guys for, like, most of our lives, so I feel like...
Dude, I will say the Cheeto in the White House bit is something I do a lot in real life.
I know, it is really
funny. I feel like it's something that you just say in general. Like, you're in an elevator, and you're like, you guys hear about the heckin' Cheeto in the White House?
They said it at the end
of... don't know who the president is.
They said it at the end of Vice. Like, I just watched Vice.
Oh, really?
And at the end of Vice, there's, like, an argument. It's after
it's a,
credit
it's a post-credit scene.
Scene.
I worked in the movies when Vice came out, and I remember cleaning up and being like, hey, old people. I've come back.
I was mixing up Vice with Veep.
No, no. In Vice, there's an argument, and there's like, you're the one who put a goddamn Cheeto in the White House. And I was like, wow.
To think how important those words would become. a mere 7 years later.
So yeah, just to get it in, that goddamn Cheeto in the White House is doing something with the youngins.
With the munchkins.
So, then, a little bit later, about 1 minute later in episode one, 2 minutes in, we mention Ozfreak for the first time.
Wow, that's early.
And I
now
was saying,
we've got a real one.
Wow.
Yeah, now we have a real Freak of the Week. So we were planting the seeds. With the notes, you'll notice I'm really planting the seeds for what will happen later in the show.
Right.
So we were kind of stumbling. We were like, oh, you know, if you're a real, like, freak, like an Oz head, and then you were like, Oz Freak, you'll like this. So we were planting that. But we didn't say that they were going to be the name for the fans until 3 minutes later.
You got this down.
3 minutes later, then we said, oh, you know, if you're a listener to the show, you're actually an Oz Freak. So that was codified, episode one, 5 minutes in. Then we did declare ourselves experts in all fields. Politics, finance, and Oz. But we did not call ourselves Ozperts. I don't think that came in until episode 2 or 3.
Wow.
So that was one of the things that we were Oz, we were not Ozperts, but we were experts. But I think that was a little later on. We never okay, this is kind of a sad part of it here. There is an unfulfilled promise of episode 1. We did promise that we would make these Oz must be crazy. Do you remember this?
I remember it,
the sister
it, yeah.
pod, right?
The sister pod where we watched These Gods Must
well,
Be Crazy.
That's for the Patreon. Once we get the Patreon. That's the
That's we gotta get the Patreon.
That's the Patreon
content.
You gotta
get more freaks. You gotta get more nuts.
Yeah.
That doesn't even make sense. There's like three The Gods Must Be Crazy movies.
I know. I don't know what we were thinking.
There's not that many. It's
I think there might be five.
Is there a play? Maybe there's a play?
We weren't going to review the play.
That one was too elite.
8 minutes into episode one, you start saying there's not that much Alice in Wonderland stuff. And I say, oh, well, you know, actually, Alice crosses over with Dorothy in a little comic called Lost
Girls. Wow!
8 minutes in. I mean, we were really planting
seeds.
I will
say, the Lost Girls episode is probably my favorite episode.
It is kind of our...
It's like 3 hours
it's crazy.
Long. It's like an extravaganza.
It's what this is supposed to be.
Right.
We then promised to do the show Oz every 4 episodes, review the show.
We did that once and we were like, this show sucks.
Yeah, that was kind of a stinker, so we abandoned that. But, you know, we did one episode of it. I feel like that's like, when I think about like old Ozcast, like, oh, I missed the old Ozcast. Right. I'm like, that's when they were really reviewing the show Oz and doing the Oz Must Be Crazy. That's kind of what I think about when I think about old Ozcast.
Yeah, old Ozcast had started 5 months
ago. It was actually January. It was the beginning of the year.
Wow.
You guys did the first episode in January?
Yeah, we took a couple months off in the summer and stuff, so it's not like perfectly
lined
up.
When you think about it, we've kind of been bi-weekly. Like, we're going to hit like probably a little bit above bi-weekly at the end of this, which I'm like, it's pretty impressive for us. You know, like...
It's a commitment.
We then, you know, I say... Oh, the way I'll end every episode is I'll say, follow the Yellow Brick Pod.
Copyrighted.
That one didn't make it. But what did make it is, it's Ozcast, you're not supposed to get it. Which is a way better tagline.
Yeah,
especially for this show. Like,
yeah.
It could not be more perfect.
Originally, we were going to call this show Ozcast the Yellow Brick Pod. That's kind of a...
Like, wait a minute.
This really feels like we're just jerking ourselves off for an hour and a half, but no, that is
we're
true.
7 minutes
I'm
into this.
I'm in between
this.
Both of you, I got two hands, let's go!
We're doing like a retrospective, this is what they want
right. here. They'll put this in the Smithsonian.
They'll put this in the Oz Museum.
Well,
we should email
do a little
that
reflecting,
guy.
You know?
No, yeah, it's a little bit of reflecting.
Yeah.
I mean, you said your favorite episode.
Right.
I think my favorite episode, I feel like we really hit it. What was it? Was it the VeggieTales one, I think, was really, like, succinct?
The VeggieTales one is good. I think that's when we had the butthead bit. That is, like, that... The Lost Girls episode is my favorite episode, but that, like, 1 3-minute sequence is,
where,
like, the funniest.
Where we're just cracking up.
I, like, regularly return to that.
I think that was Ojo, actually. I think that was 13. And that one, when we were recording it, we were like, this one's bad. And then when we listened back to it, I was like, this is the funniest episode of the show. So that butthead bit, which if you don't remember, I know we've played it a bunch of times on the pod. But Andre just went, hey, butthead, at one point. And I couldn't stop laughing. I lost my mind. I think that was, you know, we've done a lot of episodes. We've done 3 book episodes. Yeah. We did Legends of Oz, Return of Dorothy.
We did fucking Gale.
Gale, Return.
We did a whole horror thing. We did
Oz. We did Oztober, which is 3 horror episodes in October, which I think are really great. The board game, we might have, actually, the video game, I think, was my favorite thing that we checked out so far.
Yeah, that's fair.
The video game, in retrospect, I'm like, that was like a fun, weird-ass game. Yeah.
Can I just give a very special shout-out to the steam engines of Oz?
Oh, my God.
Just the story of Dylan, basically, I'm just going to call a spade here, kidnapping us from the diner, being like, let's all hang out at my house, and, like, Tommy, meet, like, Brandon was here or somebody, like, there were a bunch of us, and you very, like, meticulously were like, okay, I got everyone here, everyone's watching this and staying at my house. It was a weeknight for, like, 2 more hours so we could do this podcast, and then 15 to 20 minutes into that unwatchable movie, Tommy and I were like, we're going home. Like, and you drove us home.
I had to drive you home and then come back and do the rest of the podcast.
I think Carlos stayed. I feel like that was the episode Carlos was on.
Someone stayed. I don't remember exactly. It might have been Dean. Like, but, did Dean hang out?
I don't remember. But that was really good.
That was really funny.
I look back at that fondly because of just how funny it is that you pretty much tricked us.
I thought everyone wanted to do it.
No, we wanted to hang out because we're friends and we were going to play a game or like put on something better than
we
that.
We watch bad shit all the time.
We do watch bad shit all the time, but that one crossed the line. And that one was
also
hard
to be
look
fair,
at.
We did also keep pausing that movie to be like, it's fucking Winkies and shit.
Yeah, we paused it so many times.
I just checked. That was episode 4, you guys.
That was 3, actually. That was episode 3.
Yeah, what? Like you needed, like, you had to hit at least 10 for us to be, like, fully on board for that.
I will say, it's crazy. The Vaughn episode where we did Muppets was crazy. That was when Vaughn was on and we did the Oz board.
Yeah.
And then we did the surprise reveal, which I had been leading up to for the first 10 episodes.
Yeah.
That was when there was still kind of a rudder on the whole show.
Right, because of the Vaughn reveal.
And then the episode before that, I was on vacation, but I aligned it so that you guys were doing Pod on Steelmanville Road.
Yeah, which I don't even know what we were thinking with that.
I think that's still very funny.
Very funny that it's titled Ozcast Episode 9, the Pod on Steelmanville Road Episode 1.
Yeah, that it's just, it's its own separate thing that had zero research done. It was very much just Tommy and I being drunk in my kitchen.
Did you guys rewatch the movie?
No. We went so purely good. Based on our recollection of what we were. I actually think we talked more about things that happened in the sequels that we confused for the first movie.
Yeah, you guys
nothing
are
fucking
not
happens in it.
Accurately remembering things.
And the entire time we were basing it around the fact that Tommy and I were making a dessert. I think we were making, like, brookies or something.
Yeah.
And, like, we made sure that we ended the episode right as my oven went off.
That's
it was
great.
Just like, all right, cookies are done. See ya.
That's
like,
so good.
Did not come to any sort of conclusion whatsoever. With that being said, I would love to do another one.
Dude,
you could do another one. We should do another book. The books are really good.
We do gotta get into, especially, everyone's telling me that there's gonna be donkeys galore in these next couple
of
books.
Okay, this is interesting, actually. The donkey is from the second episode. The first episode, we don't have any meters.
Right, yeah.
It was pre-meter. In fact, there's not really even any segments.
Well, there's no media or anything. We're just talking about, like, what.
Yeah, we were kind of exploring the idea of what is Oz. But we don't really decide on that until about 15 minutes in when I say, like, oh, we should do that on the second episode. And you go, we should do that on this episode. And then I was like, yeah, you're right. This episode doesn't have a theme. So then we decided to explore that like, what is Oz? And we went to the Wikipedia page for Oz, and we were talking about, like, the country and the, how it's shaped and the flag and the map. It is really great. We talk about Bobo Land, obviously. Right. We talked about Grandma Gert.
Gotta get Gert in.
I do my famous isekai bit. You remember that?
Yeah. Yes.
Where I said that Wizard of Oz is an isekai story.
Yeah, well, I thought you read that as a comment somewhere, and you were, and Andre was just like, I hate whoever wrote this. And
no, I brought it up first on the first episode. That's funny. We do go into the Shemp bit about the Shemp is plays the wizard.
That, I forgot about that. I thought that was first episode.
That was first episode. We was a lot of the first episode.
That's the least surprising
thing. We found a fan fiction where Shemp was the wizard.
We do mention Carlos the Great and Powerful on it, and then we have his audio message. I don't know if we've ever had Carlos on a full episode. No, we got him on one.
He was on the movie with the Marshmallow Man.
Yeah.
Oh, Legends of Dorothy. Yeah, Dorothy's Return.
Yeah.
I like that one. That's the one with Kelsey Grammer, right?
Yes.
Yeah. There's a lot of Frasier in that.
Oh, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs.
Have mercy.
Having sex with my brother.
All right, I do want to talk
about... I'm the cowardly lion. Why wasn't he Scarecrow? It pisses me off.
All right,
He was Cowardly Lion, I think. Or no, Tin Man. He was Tin Man.
Yeah.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
But what we missed in Oz on the Wizard of Oz wiki is that some political analysts have claimed that Oz is a thinly disguised socialist utopia. We did not talk about this.
We can talk about it now.
So we got to talk about this now. Right. Some disagree with this. This is a quote from the sixth book. Now, Emerald City of Oz came out in 1910. Mm. Yeah. So kind of like...
Okay. Well, pre-World War One,
but post-October Revolution.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There were no poor people in the Land of Oz because there was no such thing as money, and all property of every sort belonged to the ruler. Each person was given freely by his neighbors whatever he required for his use, which is as much as anyone may reasonably desire. Everyone worked half the time and played half the time, and the people enjoyed the work as much as they did the play, because it is good to be occupied and to have something to do. There were no cruel overseers to watch them, and no one to rebuke them or to find fault with them. So each one was proud to do all he could for his friends and neighbors, and was glad when they would accept the things he produced. This is a revision of the original society. This is a retcon. Because in the first books, they use green pennies.
Yeah.
And they retconned it so that there's no money in Oz. And actually, in the 13th book, Magic of Oz, when a character goes to Ev, he gets in trouble because he doesn't know what the concept of money is. Of course, in, I believe, the second or... one of the ones with the Gump.
Mm-hmm.
They stuff Scarecrow full of money.
Yes, yeah. I think that's the second one.
Retcon doesn't happen now. Ignore that happened.
I wonder what this means about Baum's personal politics.
Baum's personal politics must be fucking nuts.
If they're all over the place, dude. I mean, it's stupid to try and figure out a fucking dead guy's politics through his children's books. But, like, I'm trying to look into this guy. Because if we were talking about this earlier, at first I'm just like, all right, whatever, it's a fucking kid's book. He's probably like, it's a magic land where everybody's nice. But then also to be like, I had money in it, I'm taking the money out. What is that?
Like, there's no money anymore.
No more.
I've decided that I'm abolishing the money in my fictional country. It's like, oh, that's kind of specific and weird.
Yeah.
In the Wonder City of Oz, this is after Baum, so this is his successor writing. Princess Ozma is running for an election, they call it an Oz-lection, against Jenny Jump, who is a half-fairy newcomer from, this is real, New Jersey! Hey, New Jersey made it to Oz, it's not just Kansas anymore, dude, now you got the Big Easy.
We gotta get her on.
Woke up this morning, got myself a brain. I woke up this morning, I got myself the nave, the nerve.
The nave.
I used to think he was saying the nave in the original movie.
It's just the air freshener.
Yeah.
Jenny Jump is actually named after the Jenny Jump Mountain in Warren County in New Jersey.
We have a mountain?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a couple.
I don't know.
We got a couple mountains?
Sure we do.
Yeah, we got a couple of mountains.
What the fuck?
A shorthand reference for a person living in Oz is Ozite. Okay. This is news to me. The term appears in Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, The Road to Oz, and The Emerald City of Oz. Elsewhere in the books, Ozmy is also used.
Ozmy? Like yes. Pygmy?
O-A-Z-M-I-E.
Okay.
So not like Pygmy.
Okay.
In the 74 movie, the one with Liza, Ozonian is in the script, but not right. in the movie, I guess? Ozian appears in some of the stage adaptations and in Wicked.
Ozian is also what the fans call themselves.
Yes. Not Ozite.
Right.
Ozmite was used in the marketing in the 20s, a fact which has suggested that Ozmi was a typographical error. So they think it was they forgot the T. So that's why Ozmi was happened.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense, because that just does not ring off the tongue well. Ozmi.
Yeah. Ozite.
Ozite is better. Ozmite, though, it makes you think like they're like everybody who liked it was a fucking infant.
I feel like Ozium is the best one, I guess, which is probably why the fan club adopted it. But
I agree. There's, you know, I was looking at some of the more Oz lore stuff that like we were looking at in the first few episodes. The love magnet, which is a horseshoe magnet that causes everyone to love its owner, that the Shaggy Man has.
Right.
Shaggy Man, obviously, real name Shadrick Man.
Tim Allen.
Sometimes known as the Ugly One. He's a kindly old hobo who comes from the real world and apparently walks to Oz. Okay. And he just lives there. He lives there.
That's sick.
But yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of stuff. Talking animals. Obviously, we're talking today about Toto is revealed to be able to talk in Oz. And he just chooses not to.
Good.
Insane.
Okay, that's like, you know the Planet of the Apes movies?
Mm-hmm.
You know Maurice?
Yeah.
Yeah, the big orangutan. Maurice could speak, chose not to out of respect for Caesar. So
I didn't know that.
No, this is true, because
I know about this.
Like, what do you call it? The second one, he has one line, I think it's run. And then in the third one, he names the little girl Nova, and then only speaks again when Caesar dies.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love Maurice.
Yeah, so...
They should do a Maurice.
I like that Toto is taking the Maurice path, because Maurice is one wise motherfucker. I love that big-ass guy.
They should do a Maurice Disney Plus spin-off show, like Obi-Wan Kenobi-Wan.
Mm. Mm-hmm. It could be just as good as Pennyworth.
It could be even better than Pennyworth by 1.1 degree.
Fuck it. Put Toto in it.
Put Toto and
Pennyworth. What happens when Maurice goes
to Oz? Toto, Maurice, and Pennyworth all in the same movie. And it and
this fella's walking on his knuckles.
And he's just like,
Is that Alfred?
Well, no, that was Toto's voice, I guess.
I guess Alfred is now the wizard, and I'm connecting all of these things
together. Alfred in that show is like a spy, he's like a sexy spy.
Okay, then I guess he's the
Who's fighting Dr. Manhattan and V for Vendetta. Not a joke. None of these are jokes.
I didn't know that part
He's fighting V for Vendetta.
I thought it was supposed to be like that fucking... Remember Peggy Carter or whatever?
Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah.
But even that, she fights like...
I thought she fought... Oh, did she? I thought she was fighting like Nazis or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no fucking clue. It's all stupid bullshit.
I would love to get some wings soon.
Dude. I was looking at the flavors on my way. I was driving... Maybe this is illegal, but I was driving looking at the sauces.
Get a lot of
it. It's an orange chicken kind of night.
It was like
kind of like that orange chicken in the White House.
Hey, you know what I'm talking about? All right, well, we are at nearly an hour, but just some other things about Ozcast I wanted to mention. I feel like the implementation, when you look at, you know, our segments now, I mean, I think the best segments are pretty obvious. Smarter What, Wickedly Talented.
Easily.
You know, the Ozcast meters, the Feed the Meter segment, and Ozments. Those are our segments.
Yeah.
I would like to show a little more love for Oz News. I genuinely
Oz News, yeah. Oz that Oz one's News. Up top. But like,
I will say, I do have a soft spot for Dizzy Doo. We don't need to do it every episode, but I do like when Dizzy Doo makes an appearance.
We are doing Dizzy Doo this episode.
Are you guys at all concerned that Oz News is going to like significantly slow down after Wicked for Good comes out?
Genuinely, honestly, no.
I was going to say, honestly, I'm kind of
excited relieved. For that.
Yeah, because the glut of wicked stuff.
And also, like, the crux of Oz News when it first started was, like, looking at finding, like, some dumb article from, like, Iowa that's, like...
Yeah, we're prequel about fucking Auntie Em.
Yeah, like, yeah, or being, like, we have Oz grocery bags in the local grocery store, and then after Wicked and the Sphere, every week it's just, like, Sphere stuff. Wicked stuff.
And also a lot of, like, local articles that's just like, this middle school is putting on the Wizard of Oz. That always comes up every week.
Yeah.
We do it. There's another middle school doing Wizard of Oz.
Oh, wait! Did I ever tell you that my first ever acting credit was as a munchkin in the Carl Sandburg Middle School production of Wizard of Oz?
Wow, really?
In 2007.
Whoa.
It was a Baker show. They needed more munchkins, and my sister and I were literally toddlers, so my mom put a couple of fucking, like, antennas on us and, like, painted our cheeks rosy. And was just like,
you were bugs?
Yeah, I guess so.
You were bug munchkins?
We were little bug munchkins.
But yeah, I'm not worried about it, especially because, I mean, look at fucking Dratch Hour. You can type in anything and go to the news tab, and there's fucking a million articles about
Dratch is a good segment, but, like, Dratch Hour won't make it into the live show, probably. Yeah. Well, it'll make it into the first
episode. Well, that's when Dratch comes out, obviously. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about how...
Being in Dratch.
The Dratch has left the nest. I've been thinking about how to make this, like, an insane live show. And I'm, like, getting, like, a big-ass wheel.
Yeah.
That'd be important. His old dance in a big green suit with a big top hat. Dude.
Trevor played Dr. Dillamond in Wicked on a show.
Oh, you gotta get Trevor in a goat costume?
Yeah.
How does that work? Is he goat? He was goat?
He was goated, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for reminding me. Let's do Dratch Hour real quick.
Ooh, I got a Dratch. Do you got a Dratch?
I don't have shit. Right, I forgot we did this.
Good news, everyone. Rachel Dratch scolded SNL castmates for breaking during her famous Debbie Downer sketch, and then she flubbed her own line.
No!
No!
Dratch said, "I guess I was so nervous," and then we all started laughing.
Alright, I got one here. Dratch's therapist told her to take a solo vacation. That's a mulligan. We mentioned that on the first episode.
The mulligans.
The mulligans, where I get do-overs. The solo vacation inspired the iconic Debbie Downer.
Wow, Debbie Downer articles in
one week? She met a real-life bummer and sisters who taught her about positive thinking in Costa Rica. She met people who she based Debbie Downer on because there was one vacationer who had signature bummer statements. Hats off to the doctor, because I never would have talked to strangers if I went with a friend.
Dratch, you've done it again.
Dratch, you're incredible.
I love how much media you do for no reason.
You gotta come on this. Please.
You're doing fucking nonsense articles where you're just like, I wore a brown shirt one day.
Dratch went to college. Unless you got one.
No, I'm on Facebook.
Alright. Alright. Thus ends the Dratch. Awa, awa, awa.
My mom's friend Sue did not like the movie Weapons. That's what I yeah.
It's a cool thing to post.
I thought we thanked Sue last time.
We did for her Dratch connection.
That's true.
Right. But she does not like Weapons, and that makes me upset.
All right.
The show English Teacher was canceled.
No, really?
Yeah, for 2 seasons.
I like that show.
Apparently the creator is a weirdo.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
Oh, that's really? Probably why it got canceled.
What would we rank Ozcast on the Ozberg? Now we're getting posts about.
This is interesting.
But we do have no listener.
I was going to say, I mean, in wider, like, if we're going, like, the entire world, like, it's definitely, like, infinity down.
We're getting posted about.
I'll say, like, 500 down, but if we're talking about, like, the Oz, at least the Oz subreddit is definitely aware of us, whether good or bad, they know about us.
I would give us a 7.
I
feel like that's incredibly reasonable.
I would go probably 14, but sure.
Yeah, actually, you're almost definitely right. Because, I mean, collectively, maybe we have like 1,000 streams.
Sure, yeah.
No, it's probably closer to like... it's probably closer to like 500. Great. Which is still a lot for us. But like for like a YouTube video, if I saw it had 500 views, I'd be like nobody's ever heard about this at all.
This is all fake.
So maybe it's more like 20 when you factor in YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Maybe 20.
I mean, again, realistically, I think we're probably about 7 million layers deep. But if we're, for the benefit of the doubt, sure.
12. All right, so this is our kind of rock bottom on the Osberg now. When we're doing meters, should we just do the first episode? Or should we do our whole show?
You know what, we talked about the whole show. Let's do it for the whole show.
Yeah, let's do it for the whole show. It's still Ozcastception.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say, do we want to change the title today?
No. Ozcastception, it works.
All right.
Right?
Yeah, I feel like we're straying away from the first
episode. The retrospective.
Ozcast the retrospective.
Oh, Ozcast the cheesecake episode.
Donkey meter? We do talk about donkeys a lot.
We talk about it every episode.
But I will say there was almost none of our stuff in the original episode. So we should just rank the whole show.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
We do talk about donkeys every episode, but there have been no donkeys in the
actual... Well, there was one.
There was one.
No, that
was... But we didn't count because it was a man in the donkey dress, not a real donkey.
Right. So I guess...
So what does Oddcast get on the donkey meat?
It can't be zero because we do talk about donkeys
half?
A lot. Yeah, half.
We will never get to one on the donkey meter. Bimetallism meter. It's got to be 2 out of 2.
Yeah, it's talked about pretty frequently.
Yeah. Nausea meter.
Smutterwut is disgusting.
Yes.
Yeah.
At least like a 3.
Yeah.
It's so gross.
The early episodes also have a lot of burps and farts in them, so yeah.
And sometimes he just brings up pornography. Yeah,
I
mean.
Yeah.
Gross show.
It's a gross show, I get it. Disrespect meter. This is interesting.
This is interesting.
Because we're anti-disrespect, but we are also disrespectful.
I would say we're pretty respectful of Baum. We probably are somewhat disrespectful of the wider Oz community at times.
Yeah. And also, we're disrespectful to a lot of what we watch.
We're disrespectful to pretty much everybody except L. Frank Baum.
And that's what the meter's judging. I would give us a 3 for disrespect.
Sure.
But, you know, like, somebody's got to read the smut.
It's out there.
We're the garbage men of Oz. Like, we're not writing it.
Out the trash.
Sometimes we're writing.
Well, I am writing
He does write 1/3 of it.
Do you have a smut for today?
Oh, yeah,
of course. We do it every episode.
Is it about us?
Oh, that would have been great.
That would have been good.
It's about pod. What
it
is it?
It is podcasting smut.
Oh, that's good. That's really
gonna
good.
That's going to be pretty exciting.
Money laundering meter.
We make no money.
You'd wish, man.
We've spent money.
I've sank money into this.
Yeah.
I have sank some good cash into this. And we're not seeing any ROI yet?
No.
I'm just here to have a good time.
Don't know. Don't
please,
know when.
Please use code OZCAST at Ziva Life, Gold Glory, Aspire Energy, Good Feels Cannabis Seltzer. Please.
I do love me some cannabis seltzer. I'm fully in.
Did you hear that they're going to ban cannabis seltzer? You got to get it while it's hot.
No, I didn't. That's so unfortunate.
Why are they banning it?
I don't know if that's actually real. It's one of those like articles that was like, there's a bill in Congress to ban cannabis seltzer, and people are saying it's because of like alcohol lobbies.
Well, you can't ban it. This is freaking America. We're allowed to have weed drink.
Why don't Budweiser whenever just make fucking weed seltzer?
Budweiser? How about that? What about that?
You know how many fucking frat boys would be like, oh shit, I get to drink cannabis seltzer and it's got the Natty Ice logo on it? Hell yeah. Just do that.
It'd be huge!
I don't even care. I'm not a weed guy. I don't give a fuck, but let people drink Good Feels cannabis seltzer if they want.
You know what? I might pick up a case tomorrow.
Hey. Code Oz. If you go to the liquor store and you say Ozcast, they give it to you
for
50% off.
They have to. They have to give it to you for free.
I'll remind them.
Sir, I have a promo code.
Sir, Ozcast.
Do you know who you're talking to?
I'm a guest.
Yeah, so 0 on the money laundering meter.
Yeah.
I was hoping to figure out ways to launder money through this. Not launder, but like to get legal reimbursement from the United States government.
You probably write this right at all. We are a small business.
We are. Does
your gifts count as money laundering?
No.
No, because they're, that is
just
all.
Just gifts we give to each other.
That's all garbage in each of our rooms.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you know, this is a subsidiary of Foolishness Media, which is a real company.
Yeehaw.
That's not our slogan. It's like more of a squirt. It's like a ketchup squirt.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good.
Foolishness Media.
I am excited for the launch of Foolishness Media.
Yeah, I mean, I'm putting the tagline at the end of the apps now. I got like a little voice thing.
That's cool.
Pride Meter. We have
gay people on sometimes.
It's a queer pod. It's an LGBT plus friendly pod.
Yeah, we like gay people. We talk about gay shit.
We're gay. We're gay. Me and Andre are dating.
Right.
It's like that would have been the best Smutter One.
It's like Dan and Phil.
You fuckers gotta write it. I can't write that.
That one you'd have to do. You'd have to be like, I wrote one of these, then two of our friends wrote two other ones.
That would make sense.
You have to guess who
they are. That would be very funny if I came in with three Dylan and Andre smuts. I was like, somebody wrote this.
I found these online.
It's all Tommy.
So three on the pride meter?
Sure.
We could be more prideful. Maybe it's
four,
a two.
Four, three, I don't three. Give a fuck.
Muppet meter?
I love the Muppets.
We did the Muppets. We've done Puppets.
You guys did not love the Muppets Wizard of Oz.
I love the Muppets as an entity, not the movie.
2 out of 5.
Sure.
We don't have any Puppets on air yet. And we will.
One day.
In due time.
Accent meter?
We probably do a lot of accents.
But I do, I mean, I cut some of them out, but we do a lot of them. Probably 4 out of 5.
Oh, me so horny.
That's one that's getting cut.
No, I have to leave that in. That one's real.
What if that was how I said? What if I'm a white guy who sounds like that and I've been lying to you all?
What are we on?
Accent meter.
I would say 4.
Oh, 4.
Good meter. This guy's fucking checking his email.
I deleted 43. I gotta
start deleting emails.
Good meter.
Me personally, I'm giving it 5.
5 out of 5. This is the best thing.
Look,
in the world,
it is very self-centered to say this, but I do love the podcast. It's amazing. I do listen to it quite frequently. I get excited when episodes release.
It's like, you know. I mean, if you're not paying attention, also, I do like fun descriptions for each of the episodes.
Yeah, I know. I look at those.
They're like sometimes my favorite part of the episode.
Yeah. 5.
5.
Easy 5.
Best thing in the world. Bloomers me,
This might be low because sometimes I don't wear bloomers. Sometimes I'm coming basketball shorts, no underwear.
2. No comment. Gotta move on. Tween meter. This is a shitty fucking meter. I hate the tween meter.
Gross. Not a fan.
We don't probably have that many tween listeners, if at all.
I don't think we have any.
It might be a 0.
I mean, always.
What did the review say? Not for.
I'm also always worried that my students will find this show, which will get me fired. I think.
I don't think it would get you fired.
Yeah, probably not.
You're a fucking substitute. Who cares?
Everyone loves me. Also, I don't think I could get fired if I tried. Tween meter. I don't know. 1.
1. Yeah.
Funny meter, 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5.
No explanation needed.
Well, according to the review, acquired taste, right?
But that's funny. I mean,
it is. Yeah. Hey, you know who else was an acquired taste? Fucking
Elvis.
Elvis?
I don't think he was.
Norm.
What about the I Hate Elvis piece?
Norm Macdonald.
That's
got,
true.
Norm Macdonald got fired from SNL. He's the funniest guy fucking ever.
Lauren would never fire us because he loves us.
We're also not making fun of OJ. That was the big thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, we are, but it's okay.
We could.
I'm getting a drink tonight because I'm missing that guy like a motherfucker.
I'm going to drink tonight because of the J-E-T-S.
I was going to say, OJ, hell of a running back, folks.
80 yards one season.
80 yards? That's like, that would mean he would average like 3 yards a game.
The Jets are emerald colored.
Horny meter! Oh, yeah, the Jets are in Oz. Horny meter. We're a very horny show.
Oh, yeah.
5 out of 5.
Yeah, 5.
It's pretty intense.
Well, we're not horny.
I was going to say,
I don't know about that. We were talking about sniffing our balls and stuff.
I'm not doing that because I'm horny. I'm doing that because it smells crazy.
Are you, like, smelling your balls and being like, I'm hard?
Another amazing sexual admission from Nick.
All right, look, I've got my own segment now.
Sex with Nick.
Things that get me hard. My own ball smell.
I'd say 4.
4 out of 5. Foolish meter.
5.
5 out of 5. We're a foolish show, guys.
The most foolish thing I've ever been part of.
ESRB rating.
M for mature.
Yeah.
Might be adults only.
Yeah, M for mature. We're crass, but we're crass in a way that it's like, man, we're like GTA.
Sure, yeah.
We're just like GTA.
We're just like GTA.
Bubble meter.
We We like bubbles. We blow bubbles probably more than the average 23-year-olds.
Yeah, 3 out of 5. Yeah. And we've done the bubble thing. Yeah. Weight meter.
Again, if we're going by BoardGameGeeks.com's weight meter, this is a very complex...
This is a heady show.
This is
we do new segments and a new meter every week. And it's like, it's a comedy podcast, but you need to have obscure Wizard of Oz knowledge.
And sometimes it's movies, and also the chair company.
Yeah, sometimes we do other stuff.
I'm going to go 3 tons on BoardGameGeek.com. BoardGameGeek.com's weight meter.
3 tons. The twisted meter. But not that twisted.
I would say, we cover a lot of twisted stuff. We ourselves in the show isn't that
I would give it a 1. Yeah. Like, because of Smut or What, I would give it a 1.
But we do make a...
How about a 2 for this 2, episode? Yeah. Because Ariana Grande did get attacked.
Yeah. And this is a kind of a twist on Ozcat.
Also, your brother is the executioner for Saudi Arabia.
On a very special episode of Ozcast.
We got him.
Tubi meter is next. Honestly,
I could see this being on Tubi.
If this was a video... If the video app could be on Tubi...
Fucking YouTube video. Like, everything's on Tubi. I've been on Tubi and I've just seen, like, a movie where it's, like, a guy eating a sandwich. I saw a movie called Attack of the Thumb the other day. I didn't watch it. I just saw it on Tubi.
Why not? What you watch instead?
I'd give us at least a 3 on
Tubi.
3 on
the Tubi meter. Chilling meter.
Ooh,
not quite chilling.
We are not very chilling.
This is not chilling just in the sense of being chill. No, this is chilling.
This is both. This is both. How cool and relaxed we are, and also how much we fit into the chilling streaming service.
No, it wasn't that. We said that was too much like Tubi. It's how scary we are.
Oh, okay. It's how scary we are.
And how much we can chill, I guess.
We're not very scary.
And we chill a lot. So there's a lot of chilling that happens on the pod.
Yeah, we both work with kids.
We're getting wings.
Yeah, I'd say... Because this is kind of contradictory idea. Because if it's how relaxed we are, I'd say it's like a 4.
I don't know. You said that. I didn't know that was part of it.
Is it how scary we are?
It's how scary. It's how chilling. How chilled to the bone you are.
Okay. If it's how scary we are, like a 2.
I mean, it's scary how good the pot is.
I'm going to go 2.
Yeah, 2 or not too chilling. We need a new meter. Ozcast meter. That doesn't make any sense. Andre, Dylan meter.
Oh, that's a good... Is it if something's more Andre-coded or Dylan-coded?
Ooh, and it's kind of... It's like a...
It's a binary. It's like the binary.
Yeah, it's 5 on Andre versus 5 on Dylan.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, there is a lot of crossover with the stuff we like, so maybe we...
I think it could just be Andre or Dylan, just like a...
Yeah, we only get one of them.
Yeah.
Andre Dylan meter.
That's great.
That's so dumb. I love this show. God, I love this show, man.
So what do we think? Is Ozcast more... I think it's more of a Dylan.
It was Dylan's idea. Then it's a Dylan thing.
I don't think you would have done this by yourself.
No, absolutely.
But I would have done it with Nick or Vaughn or somebody else.
Yeah.
I've done stuff like this. Not this. But I've done, I make videos, I make media. Yeah. I mean, I made multiple short films this year. I write.
Right. I'm not creative.
Yeah. I remember one time I was like, you love movies so much. Would you ever want to work on a movie with me even? And you were like, no.
Yeah. Which, again, isn't an indictment on you. That's an indictment on me.
It's just something you're not interested in. That's entirely fine.
And it's like I said when we talked about that. Like, if I ever made a movie, I watch a fuck ton of movies, but if I ever made a movie, it would be the most derivative, awful shit of
It would
all
just
time.
Be Goodfellas. You said this before. You'd be like, I'd make Goodfellas.
I'd be like, yeah, I want to make Casino.
I want to make Casino means Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Which wouldn't be a bad movie. It'd be a great movie.
Isn't it called The Irishman?
Right. So what does this get on the Dylan meter?
Oh, are we giving it a number? I thought we were just giving it a...
No, five. I think it has to get a number, right?
Nah, I think it's better. Percent? I think it's better if it's just Andre or Dylan.
It's all right.
Just a coin flip.
I'm chilling with that. Did we get any zeros? I don't think
we got
any zeros.
One on...
The money laundering?
Yeah, money laundering.
I feel like Zevo Life is trying to launder money through us.
Well, yeah. We are aiding people who are money laundering. We are getting almost nothing in return.
Yeah, but that's got to be a 1, then.
Alright, forget
it. We're retconning the money laundering thing to a 1.
Much like Balm retconned money in Oz.
Exactly. What? And 0 meter gets a 0.
Does that count as a... Does that count
so
as
it's a 1.
Yeah, that checks.
God, I love this show so much. This next segment called Osmonds is a little bit hard to do.
I was going to say, you have I didn't have any.
I mean...
Besides that one guy that called us an acquired taste.
That one guy who called us an acquired taste.
And very nice syrup comment.
I feel like there was... maybe I left a comment on one of our episodes at one point. So I'm trying to find that really quick. But also, I might have not ever left a comment on our podcast. I mean, people love this show.
You know what? This is a quest for the Oz Freaks. Go leave some comments.
Go leave some comments. I mean...
I won't.
Oh, shit. Wait, you left a comment. This is on Legends of Oz. Viewer beware, you're in for a scare. A scarecrow voice by Dan Aykroyd, that is.
Counts.
That's our only Osmond this week. And get over me. It, folks. Dizzy do!
Woo!
Dizzy do it. Dizzy right. Do.
Dizzy
Nick,
do?
You have to spin.
Spin.
Just
spin.
General?
Spin.
You
spin.
Know what Dizzy do?
My feet.
Spin you know around. What Dizzy do is?
No, I did it once. I remember.
Dizzy do it. Dizzy do. Dizzy Mizzy. Wizzy do.
I'm almost there. Can I stop now?
Yeah, you can stop.
I'm pretty dizzy. Okay.
All right. All right.
Whoa. All right.
In the description of Ozcast, the main description of Ozcast on Spotify, we mention three pieces of media.
Whoa. Right.
Can you name one of them?
Three pieces of media?
Yes.
I think I know what this one.
I mean, Wizard of Oz?
No. Not one of them.
Really?
I do, well, okay, that technically I say the Wizard of Oz franchise.
Then that counts.
But that was actually be the fourth piece of media.
Okay.
I'm going to say Wizard of Oz doesn't count also. It's like,
it's too obvious.
It,
yeah.
I will tell you this.
Is it a comparison between what Ozcast is and other things that are like
nope,
Ozcast?
It's, they're all things we talk about on Ozcast.
Oh, okay. Three Stooges.
Oh! Three Stooges is one of them!
That was the one I had in mind.
Do you have a guess, Andre, for the other two? And he's dizzy while he guessed it.
I kind of calmed down. I'm good now.
Well, that's the spirit of Dizzy Doo.
Yeah.
You always calm down at the end.
Eventually.
Ah, fuck. I don't
one of the other, the remaining two, we have reviewed. The other one we have not reviewed.
Okay, the other one is the TV show Oz.
Nope.
Really? Yep. Not the HBO?
I didn't mention that by name, but we do actually, I say, not to mention an experimental prison inside a prison.
Damn.
So that
I feel like that kind of counts then.
Yeah, that I'll count that. But see, can you get the other two?
No.
Tom and Jerry, the most unnecessary Tom and Jerry cartoons ever made, and Hungarian silent films, which we have not looked at. I should take that out of the description.
I'm also pretty sure those are lost. Like I don't.
Yeah, I don't even know if we can look at that. I should really take that out of the description and replace it with like the 1910 Oz movie or something.
Can you edit it? Do you have?
Yeah, I control the whole thing.
He controls the whole thing.
I'm kicking.
I control the police. Oz Showdown, our newest segment from last week.
I don't even remember. Oh, what is this? I do remember.
This
it
is
being
when we
good,
take
but...
two of the things we've watched and compare them to each other. But this week we have to take Ozcast episode 1 and do a showdown with that and another piece of media.
Okay.
Ooh.
With like one of the things we've already looked at, I think.
Ozcast episode 1 as a whole versus
Daily Life's The Wizard of Oz.
That's a good
series.
Comparison.
Ooh. Okay, look, Ozcast is obviously funnier, but the Daily Life is, I'm like,
Daily
it's got
Life
a little
has
something.
It has
it.
A something in it where I am love it.
I do love it.
I obviously love Ozcast too, but like the Daily Life YouTube thing is like that is like a gem.
Can we roll one across. Of those? Like really
absolutely,
quick?
They're like a minute long.
Yeah.
Because I remember listening to that episode and just being so confused.
Oh
like,
yeah, we
what
can,
did you guys find?
We could absolutely watch
it's
some of those
so
after
good.
The ep. Yeah, that honestly, I might give the edge to Daily Life.
I would say Daily Life has more viewers. It's got more motion.
Shut up, Daily Life.
But, you know, like,
look,
is Ozcast better?
One day we will edge out Daily Life.
For now, they're cut above.
Yeah. On episode 25, we're giving it to Daily Life.
Yeah.
But episode 20, this is a big deal. We got 25 episodes.
Right.
That's we covered
like,
so much Oz
that is,
stuff.
I was thinking about it, and I was like, wow, that is, like, over, like,
it's probably over 45 hours of fucking Ozcast.
I mean,
each episode is about an hour and a half. Some are longer.
Some are longer, and I've had to edit all of them. We've had to watch lots of stuff. I mean, we've sank hours into this.
Yeah.
And honestly, the fact that we just got a review right before on the eve of our 25th episode.
It's kismet.
It kind of feels like it was like, that was the universe's way of being like, keep doing it.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. No, honestly, I did have that exact same thought, because like, we're both busy. I wasn't on the verge of like quitting or anything.
But I was like, maybe we take a break. Like, maybe it's like we do a big 25, and then we take a break for like a month.
No,
26 is like, right around the corner.
Yeah, let's keep going. Yeah.
Like, it's awesome. And like, when we're at 50 and we have like Bomb on.
When we're doing a seance to get Bomb, and he's like, why are the Native Americans still around?
We went to the moon! What do you think about bimetallism?
What is that?
I wrote children's books. I wasn't thinking about it.
So that's Oz Showdown. Hey, and if you're just tuning in, do me a favor and kiss my ass.
We're rolling the dice.
That's it. That was all you're getting is rolling the dice. Chicka chicka choo. That's the sound dice make.
Yeah. You just jerked off. That was the jerk off.
That was what I did. I'm rolling my dice.
But Dylan did it down near his crotch, and then he did a spurt.
That was the dice. That was just the dice.
That's why they call him that. It's because it comes out in cubes.
All right. That was the whole rolling the dice segment. I brought it back just for Ozcast 25.
Yeah.
It's kind of like SNL 50 in a way, but half. And
right. They got Goat Boy. Mango.
We're gay. We're gay. So let's do Smutter What. And then we're in our last. Let's finish this off and go get wings, guys.
Great.
Oh, we gotta do Wickedly Talented.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, I mean,
but that takes like 20 seconds.
Smutter What is like.
Smutter What's are gonna be the last meaty segment.
Smutter What starts the end of the show.
Smutter What 21. This is a very special podcasting edition.
Ooh! And me and Nick are playing.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Let me get Nick's record up. Do you remember?
I think I'm 2-0, because I was on the one episode.
Yeah.
And then I listened to, I think it was the Super Friends one or something, and I was like, hey, I quickly got that while I was in the car. Can I add that to my record? And you said yes.
You know, normally I don't count it, but I'll count it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might be asking yourself, what is podcasting smut?
I am.
Folks, there's an absurd amount of podcasting smut.
I can't wait.
Some of it is based off podcasts that the writers like. Some of it is fictional characters doing podcasts. Some of it
that makes sense.
Some of it is like the like a self insert who like has a podcast. There's
I think we're in for a treat. Is what I'm hearing.
I mean, because I'm always surprised by this shit, because I'm like I like half looked it up. I was like, surely there's gonna be like two things, because like sometimes I have to scrape. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes I'm like fucking like when we had weirdly there's not that much Ozma porn. So when we did Ozma of Oz, I was, like, scraping the bottom of the barrel, but...
The fuck? We're so ready for Ozma porn.
But, folks, people are chomping at the bit for podcaster porn.
Let's run it.
All right, our first one, the Joe Snoggin Experience.
Love it.
It's obviously written by a British person. A British-written fan fiction about Joe Rogan. The story is told from the perspective of Monica, a young woman, an avid fan of Rogan's podcast, that is hired as a media intern for the show.
There's no women that are fans of Joe Rogan's podcast.
I will say there's almost no women that are fans of podcasts. No, that's a joke. I forgot about true crime.
On her first day of work, Rogan is interviewing meaty former Navy SEAL Jocko Willink. The two thumb-shaped, squat-faced men finish a 3.5-hour-long podcast discussing important matters like milk injections.
Freudian slip.
After the pod, Monica begins cleaning the famous Rogan set and putting away the mics and headphones while Rogan does squats with his gorilla-shaped kettlebells in the corner.
Feels like a dig on Rogan, which I'm all here for, but first he's thumb-shaped, now he's just doing squats.
While Monica is cleaning, Rogan asks what she thought of the podcast, and she admits how much of a fan she is of his hours of rambling about beef and UFC.
The fanfiction goes on with more dialogue for a while until finally the chemistry is too much to bear, and Rogan takes her into his swarthy, hairless arms. Rogan puts her on the famous Rogan podcasting table and plunges his sausage-like fingers into Monica's hairy womanhood. More, says Monica. Rogan looks over at the podcasting equipment and devises a delightfully devilish idea. He takes his podcasting mic and inserts it in. Jamie in the booth finds the audio of the innards of Monica the next morning.
Jamie, can we get the innards of Monica?
As the mic slides in and out, Rogan rubs his balls on her clitoris, bringing her to completion. Our next one, the Tales Tube podcast.
Okay. I'm curious.
This fanfiction takes the form of multiple episodes of an imagined podcast hosted by Tales from Sonic.
What?
This is...
I didn't think it was going there.
I thought this was a podcast I hadn't heard of.
Tales from Sonic.
This is no ordinary podcast, however. In this podcast, Tails has intercourse with his guests after an interview about their love lives, a la Adam 22 and Lena the Plug.
That's exactly what I thought Tails would be doing if he had a podcast.
His first guest is Cream the Rabbit. Cream reveals her and Tails have had a whirlwind on-again, off-again romance, and they are currently in a break. She reveals that Sonic finishes quickly. Cream then says she frequently masturbates to the image of Tails' two tails, once while using a carrot as a dildo. She asks what Tails likes to put in his hole.
Tails, what do you like to put in your hole?
Tails is embarrassed, but admits he has a metallic vibrator he frequently uses inside his anus. It goes on with more gross sex talk, and then finally they fuck. Tails feels the walls of Cream's puss cream. Tails feels the walls of Cream's pussy tighten around his swollen penis. The two fuck while the podcasting engineer looks on with envy. Cream jiggles her rabbit breasts and Tails comes vigorously.
Oh my god.
So that was one of the episodes. There's 10 episodes of the Tails 2 podcasts. Our last one. A podcast journey beyond the mic. Lauren, the host of a podcast, has landed Elton John as a guest. Lauren interviews Elton John about his
Lauren.
Lauren interviews Elton John about his personal life in a structure where Elton can also ask her questions. Elton begins flirting with Lauren, and Lauren reveals she is absolutely infatuated with John. Next, the fan fiction has some Elton John history, like his first big radio hit, and what it was a B-side to, and some fucking other nerd shit about Elton John. She reveals that her and other Eltonites have a great lust for Elton John's thick old man thighs. After the interview concludes, the two go to a hotel they are both staying at for some reason and say goodnight. Lauren awakens from her slumber and goes to the lobby where she is told Elton has requested her presence in his suite. Elton asks if she gives good head, and Lauren licks her lips. Lauren feels blood rush to her face, nipples, and pussy, in that order. She devours...
Alright, face check, nipples check, pussy.
She devours his penis while she rubbed his hairy thighs.
Isn't Elton gay?
Elton did not enjoy this.
She jerks the shaft and licks him clean, leaving a bubble of cum at the tip of Elton John's penis. There was a second.
Down on my penis.
That's the end.
That's the end?
Yeah. So which one of those do you think I wrote? The Joe Snoggin Experience, the Tales 2 podcast, or a podcast journey beyond the mic?
Okay, this is either really easy or really hard.
Okay, you were very dismissive of elements in the Elton John one. You were like, Elton John's frickin' history or something. So that could be... a clue that you didn't write it, or a clue that you're throwing me off the set. I'll be honest, I kind of zoned out during the Tails one. I don't know if you were paying more
attention. No, I was very much paying attention, but half of the comedy from the Tails one comes from the fact that the bunny's name is Cream. And so, like, on top of everything else, it's like, the bunny is named Cream, and it's like, what do you want to put in your hole, Tails? Like, that was insane. That was hysterical. I feel like I don't know. I'm stuck, but I feel like you definitely did not write the Tails one. I feel like that is the most authentic, like, because it checks every box. It's fucking animals and Sonic and, like, vibrators.
How could you think,
like,
of a Sonic? No. Okay. I believe that there would be... I believe that Elton John would exist. One would exist. I also believe Joe Rogan fanfic exists.
Mm-hmm.
However, I don't think you could pass up the opportunity to write a Joe Rogan fanfic where you said he rubbed his bald on her clit. I'm going with Joe Rogan.
I am going to lock in... If you're going to lock in Joe Rogan, I'm going to lock in Elton John.
Also, you said it was a British guy who wrote it, which is throwing me off the scent, so it's definitely Joe Rogan. That's my...
Wow. Yeah, the snogging was really funny. Okay, what do we got?
Dylan has nailed Smutter. Yes! I did write the Joe Snogging experience.
Yes!
That brings Dylan's record up to 8-13.
Yes!
And Nick falls to 2-1.
If we want to make it fair, Rick, I could be 1-1.
Whatever you want.
I don't know. This does not make any difference.
This is...
Dude, when I found the Tails, I figured you guys would know I didn't write the Tails podcast, but it was so insane. I didn't even say, there's 10 chapters, it's over 100,000 words.
Oh my god!
And so the Elton John one too, I also glossed over a lot, and there was a whole second chapter of that I just didn't read because I was like...
This sucks.
First of all...
That one was the laziest one.
He's the gayest man alive.
Very much so. I read his book, and, like, I really enjoyed it, but, like, man.
But, yeah, no, I was just, like, also, I feel like, for some reason, I've noticed this, that I'm almost positive that that fan fiction was written by, like, a 13-year-old girl with an Elton John, obsession.
Yeah, like, saw Rocket Man for the first time and came
out. Yeah, but... girls like that love thighs, because I've talked about this before. I used to follow a bunch of, like, Beatles fan pages, and almost all of them were managed by, like, 14-year-old girls, and they were all obsessed with John Lennon's thighs.
Wow.
It's a weird because, like, look, I'm not, like, surprised that, like, fucking teenage girls have a crush on John Lennon, or even Elton John. Like, Elton John was handsome when he was younger, like, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, the thighs, that's where you get...
Maybe he was doing that cool jump in the air. You get a nice leg view.
But this was about old Elton John. This is about modern day.
Yeah, this is wigged up Elton John.
This is Jabba the Hutt Elton John.
Elton John, who's writing songs with gorillas. Fucking Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
Before we move on to the next segment, I would like to...
And he was in Kingsman, too.
Right.
He was in that.
Oh, did we skip
Wizard's No, I skipped Wizard's Gift, but I handed out the fortune cookies.
Can I give
But we
a
have to do
gift?
Wizard's Gift first. Yeah, you give it up.
Since I'm the guest,
wow.
I decided...
the Wizard's
very,
Gift!
It was a very special episode. Gentlemen, please put out your hands.
And close your eyes?
Yeah, close your eyes. Make it more fun.
Sure, they're closed.
What I have for you guys today is... I'm going to give you guys a piece... of what it is.
Okay. What is a styrofoam?
Open your eyes and look what you got.
Oh, it's like a
pretzel?
Yeah, I had lunch today, and I packed me some Little Big Pretzels, or Big Little Pretzels, I don't know.
It's good.
It's a sourdough pretzel, and I didn't finish them, and I just had them in the car and thought, you know what, I think Dylan and Andre could use a pretzel.
I didn't realize it was supposed to be a hard pretzel.
Yeah, it's a little big pretzel.
That's I like good. It.
I also have a gift. Hold on.
Salty.
Happy 25th episode.
25th, we're doing pretzels.
I was rummaging through my drawer, and I found this.
Oh!
Which is a tag from
the
jacket. That was the day that we devised Ozcast.
Oh!
It was. Wow. We should hang this up.
The Raiders jacket.
Yeah.
This was when we did...
Chang's, right?
It was also Chang's, yeah.
And what's her face? The waitress from Chang's?
Right, Terry.
Yeah. Wow.
Big day.
It was a big, beautiful day.
Big day. Big, beautiful Bill. Big, beautiful day.
Wow.
I was good. I think I got my denim jacket that day, too.
Yeah, we all got jackets.
We all got cool jackets.
We were really on, like, a hot streak at one point last year where we were hanging out just doing awesome shit.
You guys want some more pieces of my pretzel.
It was honestly before Oz kind of started, because then we were hanging out and we had to do so much Oz stuff.
Is it Fortune?
Now we can do Fortune Cookie. Wait, yeah.
Or
yeah.
Wickedly yeah. Talented.
No, Fortune Cookie. Okay. I love this show, man. I really do. It's brought a lot of joy to my life.
I get to eat.
It's also excited. Good to just have an excuse to hang out.
Right?
Yeah. Time to eat the stale cookie.
Learn Chinese. Beer is bijou. Remember that challenges are opportunities for growth and resilience. Like, if you're challenged by, you think, like, oh, we'll never get to 25 episodes.
Right.
You just grow. Every week you do one more until you hit 25, and then you're fucking big league. Fucking big league now.
Nick, what's your fortune?
All right, should I do the learn Chinese first?
No, you can skip that.
All right, chicken chop suey, and for some reason it's printed weird. Oh, I have two!
Chicken chop suey? That's the fortune?
Well, no, that's the, you see it's printed weird? Yeah. So, it's like, il ru shen sui. And then, my fortune is, let your dreams light up your life's path. And then underneath it, it says, a loved one's presence.
Wow.
Just in general.
That's nice.
I dream about
that's nice.
Dave,
I think I had a dream about Curly Joe last night.
That makes two of us, brother.
I think I had a dream that I was getting an icy, a green icy at the movies. And Curly Joe came up to me and I was like, you're Curly Joe. And he was like, you didn't pay for the icy.
Tell him, why didn't you pay for the icy, Dylan?
No, he was mad.
My fortune says, good fortune will follow you in August, which is my birth month.
Yay! Aww.
Maybe that's when Ozcast goes global.
That's when we get invites to the sphere and we blow it up. No more!
Bye-bye, round object. All right, you know what it's time for now?
Oh,
our last segment, our wickedly talented performance of the week.
You have one prepared? You want to?
Let me take a look at mine. Ooh, there's a couple of really good ones in here.
I have nothing good. I'm sorely disappointed at what I'm going to have to choose.
I watched one movie this week. Should I just do that? Or
yeah, Nick, you want to go first?
Sure. For my wickedly talented performance of the week, on Monday I watched the movie Subway Stories, which was like an HBO like short film thing where like every film was made by like a semi-famous director.
Subway Surfers?
Kinda, but with Dennis Leary instead.
Oh,
Dennis.
Okay.
But,
I'm an asshole. I'm an asshole. Such an asshole.
Exactly. The very same Leary. Subway Stories was...
I'm gonna kill Spider-Man.
Enough! Subway Stories was pretty good. And there was a very impressive cast of a lot of, like, classic sort of New Yorkers. So my wickedly talented performance of the week is gonna go to Sam Rockwell.
Ooh.
As... guy eating Chinese food.
Wow.
In Subway Stories.
Also famously in The Sitter.
Yes, he was.
Mine was going to be Sam Rockwell from The Sitter.
My favorite segment in Subway Stories is the one where Sam Rockwell is eating Chinese food next to a guy in a beanie playing the saxophone and kind of like losing his inspiration for playing music. But then this woman comes over to the payphone and starts like begging and crying about seeing her mom who's like dying in a hospital. And she like... start singing this like incredibly soulful song just on the phone and like causing a scene, and it's really really beautiful. And then a rabbi just comes in and completely kills the vibe. Like, it just like starts doing like a prayer and everybody leaves. Which was just so fun. Like, they didn't know how to end it. It was just the rabbi and the guy playing the saxophone. And like, even the saxophone guy's like, this is not as good as the lady on the phone.
Damn, shout out Sam Rockwell.
Shout out Sam Rockwell.
Eating that Chinese food. I'll go next because mine is quite bad. I watched Jeff Garland's...
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Garland's, one of the only films he directed, his 2006
Sundance classic.
Romantic comedy, I Want Someone to Eat Cheese With.
Yes, he does.
It is a very shitty, like, Woody Allen ripoff where Garland is, like, a failed comedian in Chicago, and he wants to be in a remake. You guys know the movie Marty?
Yeah.
He wants to be in a remake of Marty.
It's like a classic 1954 movie, won Best Picture.
Yeah, okay. It's like a very sweet.
You didn't know that?
Movie.
No, I didn't.
What do you know? You don't like movies? Or?
Hate them. But podcast is where it's at.
I guess I'm gonna give it to Jeff Garland, who in this movie he is like, Sarah Silverman like is really into him. And first of all, I think Sarah Silverman is probably about 25 years younger than Jeff Garland, but also just so much hotter than him. Especially, this is 2006 Sarah yeah. Silverman.
And 2006 Jeff Garland.
Yeah, fat-ass Jeff Garland. Wally. Yeah. So, fuck you, Jeff Garland. Also, look, I'm bringing back podcasts worse than ours briefly. Once again, he has the worst podcast I've ever listened to in my life. The History of Curb Your Enthusiasm podcast absolutely sucks balls.
I might have to give it to Frank Gerstle, who played Dr. Kruger in Killers from Space.
What?
A movie, a 70-minute movie that Andre and I watched after doing Ozcast last week, which I promptly fell asleep during.
It was really good.
It was not really good. Neither of us liked it. No, I will actually give it to, rest in peace, Christian Bale playing Dick Cheney in Vice.
Great pick.
I gotta give it
to him. Yeah, that's a good pick.
He's playing one of the most evil men in the world, and he almost makes him likable. It's very interesting performance.
Yeah.
And he lost to Rami Malek.
Who fucking ignored me on the subway.
Enemy of the pod, Rami Malek. Famous enemy of the pod.
Not as good as Christian Bale and Vice.
I've said
and
before.
And you're going down.
I'll say it again. Chew less gum. You smelled like spearmint. The whole car could smell you.
Rami, everyone's smelling you, first of all. It's crazy he's not taking a private helicopter everywhere. He's rich.
Yeah.
Don't act like you ain't.
Not after the rookie or whatever
the
that
amateur.
Movie.
The amateur.
He was in The Rookie.
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw Begonia, but Begonia didn't make the cut, unfortunately. Vice
I still to see it.
I also still need to see that.
I think it was better than Vice, but yeah. All right, big thank you. I'm going to put the entire section, everyone who put in, gave us a voice memo is going in here.
Wow. You really did it. 25 episodes of a podcast just about the Wizard of Oz. And you still haven't watched the original movie. I'm the episode 10 guest, Vaughn. And I gotta say, I'm still impressed that you held that back for me for however many months you were doing it. I don't know how to describe your show, but I think that's what makes it good. It alludes to the description. And I'll be back again for Wiki. Happy Ozcast, Oz Freaks.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone who gave us a voice memo. Thank you to everyone who listened to Ozcast at any point, at any time during the entire show.
Even if you just accidentally put it on. Props.
Yeah. Thank you to AJ for being a guest, Nat for being a guest, Nick, obviously, for being here, a guest.
Two-timer,
today.
Let's go.
Two-timer guest. Carlos, the Great and Powerful, for making the show possible.
Dean
there would be
has
no
been
show
a
without
guest,
you.
Right.
Yeah.
Dean has been a guest.
Brandon was our
first guest. Came on the second ep, I think.
Yeah.
Brandon, huge, huge thank you for listening to the pod, even though I haven't seen you in months. Thank you to Julian for listening. Thanks, Superb Syrup. Thank you to the girls over at Down the Yellow Brick Pod and Ozcast.
For not suing us.
For not suing us for that one thing. Thank you to Pie Dirt. Thank you to Dice.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you, Lauren.
Yeah,
oh, my God. Thank you for giving us the time off to make the show possible.
Right.
Thank you to Mariska Hargitay. Thank you to Ice-T. Thank you to CNN. Thank you to the Food Network.
Who are we missing?
Did we do every guest? Thank you to Tommy and
Tommy,
hosting.
Thank you, Shemp.
Carlos, the Great and Powerful.
We already thanked him.
Okay.
Why not get him in twice? Thanks a bunch.
Thank you to Louisa for almost being on but falling asleep. Thank you to my parents for being like,
sure,
record a podcast in my basement every week.
Yeah.
Thank you to who's the guy they're seeing tonight?
Paul Reiser. Thank you,
Paul Reiser.
Thank you to Paul Reiser. I love Paul Reiser. They were like, do you want to come with? And I was like, no, go have a date night, the two of you. But of course I wanted to go see him.
Right. Yeah.
He might die. I might never get the chance to see him.
That's going to be a great
oh,
show.
Oh, you could just rewatch those couple of episodes of Curb. He's on.
I'm watching Mad About You right now. I'm watching the whole thing.
Well, thank you, Tails from Sonic.
Thank you, Tails from Sonic. Thank you to Frank L. Frank Baum.
Thanks, Frank.
Where would the show be without you? Thank you to
literally
Judy.
Wouldn't exist.
Judy Garland, Liza Minnelli, those boys who laundered that money. Thank you to Daily Life. Thank you to Todd McFarlane.
Preach.
Thank you to fucking every single one of you who made Ozcast possible.
Thank you, Ariana Grande, and sorry about the weirdo.
Thank you, Andre M. Chu. Thank you, Alan Moore. I mean, the list goes on and on. We could spend...
We never thanked each other. Thanks, Dylan.
Thank you, Andre. Thank you, honestly, thank you for embarking on this with me. I could not ask this of anybody else.
Yeah, I got nothing else going on.
This is such a stupid, amazing, hilarious idea, and Ozcast, we've ranked it a 5 out of 5, and goddamn, that's fucking true.
It deserves every bit of it.
I mean, and if you don't like Ozcast, you're a butthead. And if you do like Ozcast, you're an Oz freak, and we love you.
And you'd have a tagline or something.
And look, if you're confused as to why the fuck we reviewed our own podcast on this podcast... If you're confused as to why we talk about smut and disgusting shit and Jeffrey Epstein for half the pod, just remember, this beautiful idea was born while we bought some really sick-ass jackets. And I want you to think about that. I want you to think about me wearing a sick-ass jacket.
All three of us.
Everyone, all of our friends were wearing sick-ass jackets, and I left my phone number for the waitress at P.F. Chang's.
We went to P.F. Chang's. It was delightful. We went thinking it was going to be shitty, and it was amazing.
It was great.
It did rock. And now we're getting wings.
Hell yeah, dude.
And if you can imagine that in your tiny peanut brain for one second, maybe you can have a glimmer of possibly getting it. But if you don't worry your stupid little heart for one goddamn second, because just remember... It's Ozcast. You're not supposed to get it.
Bang.
Ozcast 25. We're going to do 100 episodes!
Let's go!
We're going to do 1,000 episodes!
Vote for Ozcast. Write us in, especially if you're in a swing state.
Honestly, I'm not voting ever again. I'm only writing in Ozcast.
I'm going to finish eating this pretzel.
Love you. Let's go get wings!
I'm so hungry.
Ozcast is created and produced by Foolishness Media. Foolishness Media. We take silly seriously.